The flight engineer sat behind us on the jump seat, straining to hear sounds of trouble from the jet engines and the transmission that channeled the engine's power to the slashing 26-foot rotor blades. Jolly 14, like every MH-60 helicopter, was supposed to get major maintenance after 10 hours in the air. We'd been flying for 13. Jolly was the universal call sign for all Air Force rescue helicopters, followed by the last two of the numbers on its tail. Jolly originated as a nickname. The MH-60's predecessor, the HH-3E, was a big blunt bird with an engaging roundness, and the Air Force models all were painted a dull green. Somebody called it a Jolly Green Giant, and the name stuck. We'd expected as many as 17 survivors, according to the briefing we'd received before we left that morning. We found just one that day. He'd been in the water almost 48 hours when we picked him up, 70 miles from where his ship went down. He spoke enough English to tell us the water had been warm. The Gulf Stream had kept him alive, but it had killed his crewmates. The sharks just hadn't gotten to him yet. It made me sick to see them, the predators tearing at the bodies in the water, and I knew those men were dead.